For many communities in Alaska, the Marine Highway System is a vital part of transportation. More than a decade ago, the state decided to add 2 new boats to the fleet. But through several administrations, those plans have changed a lot. Now, the Anchorage Daily News reports an additional $30 million is needed before the Hubbard and Taslina ferries can start sailing. ADN reporter James Brooks has the story about the situation the state is in.
The key thing folks need to know is the state has spent $120 million on these 2 new ships. They're brand new. They're ready to enter state service just about. But the state can't operate them as designed. And now the state is asking for, or at least the Marine Highway System is planning to spend millions of dollars more in order to get them to serve. And then there will be even more money needed ashore to build the port facilities to support these.
So how did we get to this point? These boats were originally designed in connection to the Juno Access Project.
Right. And the key issue seems to be the fact that it takes longer to build a ferry than a single governor's term. And so since Frank Murkowski gave way to Sarah Palin, who gave way to Sean Parnell, who gave way to Bill Walker, who gave way now to Mike Dunleavy, it's taken longer. So every new governor comes in and has a different idea for this ferry program. And that seems to have been the key issue here is that they were designed for one thing, then the design changes, and then it changes back, and there's modifications, and the mission changes, oil prices change. All these changes happen while this ferry idea was moving forward.
So what was the original cost of these ferries when they were conceived all those years ago?
So it's changed a few times. Back when they were designed or when the first proposal went out in 2006, the idea was for a pair of cheap shuttle ferries, maybe $15, $30 million total. And that was, as you said, in conjunction with the Juno Access Project.
And now this new development that you're reporting on, this $30 million that was unforeseen before now needs to be spent before these go into service. Tell us where we're at now and also why this is just coming to light now.
It's just coming to light now because it's one of those things where the goals of the project have changed. As we had talked about, they were designed to fill this niche role. And now because of cuts to the ferry system, they're being asked to enter into general service. And in order to do that, they need these modifications. They need crew quarters so that the crews on board can work longer hours for longer voyages, and they need modified boarding doors since they'll be asked to serve ports that they weren't originally intended for.
I was going to ask who is to blame here, but it sounds like there are a lot of different factors at play that led to this.
Right. There's no villain in this story. The ironic thing is that these two ferries are in the position they're in because people wanted to cut costs. We're going to end up spending more money on these ferries because the decisions that were made along the lines were people with good intentions who wanted to cut costs, and now it's backfired.
So is anything being done about these additional costs, or are they just being accepted as a necessary thing if we want these boats?
The governor hasn't made a decision on that yet. But I think he's in kind of a hard situation because if these modifications don't go forward, how do you use the ferries?
And it's not – from your reporting, I understand it's not just the ferries that are at issue here. There's also been issues with docks and the infrastructure needed to accommodate them.
Right. And I didn't go into this too much in the story, but even if the ferries were to serve as intended – in the waters north of Juneau, around Haines and Skagway, the new docks designed to support those ferries haven't been built yet. The new facilities in Haines, and I know that's been a years-long effort, haven't been built. Skagway's new ferry float won't be built until 2022. Juneau has a facility that can support the roll-on, roll-off concept that these ferries use. But at the northern end of Lynn Canal, construction hasn't even started yet. And now that they're – at least one of them will be taken off of that route, you need other ports to be able to support them as well.
All right. James Brooks, is there anything else that you want to mention about this reporting?
It's not over yet. There's a lot more to come on this because the problems with the ferry system won't be resolved even if these modifications take place. And I think one of the real tragedies of this is the missed opportunities, because the $120 million that the legislature spent on these ferries was entirely state money. The state, you have to remember, back in 2008, 2009, was enjoying an oil boom. It had all this money, and so the decision was made to build them entirely with state money. When had the state chosen to do a federal match, it would have had to pay 10% instead of 100%. And so the state could have had these two ferries for, say, $12 million instead of $120 million. And if that – the rest of that money, the rest of that $120 million had stayed with the ferry system, they would have been able to replace five mainline ferries for the cost of that. Right now there's a project to replace the ferry Tustamina. That's going to be a $300 million ship, estimates say. The state is probably going to pay $30 million on that. And so for the price of these two new ferries, the state could have had potentially four or five ocean-going mainline ferries. And that's it's a story of missed opportunities as well.
I have actually one more question for you, and that is for our listeners that may not be on the ferry system or reliant on the ferry system in the way that some communities around Alaska are. Can you just tell me about the role that these ferries play in the lives of people that do rely on the ferry system and why this is important in the way that it is?
Right. Alaskans away from the road system live in the tyranny of geography. There's no way to get to a lot of places except on the ferry system. If you're in Cordova or Juneau, you're on the mainland, but you don't have road access to your community. By air and by ship is the only way to get there. And even if you're going to South Central, say someone's moving from Oregon to Alaska, well, if they have a drunk driving conviction or if they're trying to move with their long guns, it's not going to be easy to get through Canada. So you're going to need – you may need to take the ferry to get to Alaska to move from – to move to South Central or to move away. And so the ferries fulfill a role that's important not just for people off the road system but also for people on it.
That was Anchorage Daily News reporter James Brooks.